91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Charlie Morris to our studios. Charlie, thanks.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you made a special trip up here just to play. You make your first appearance in the KXT studio, so we're very, very excited about that.
Well, you and I have known each other for a long time, so your powers of persuasion are pretty vast.
We go way back, but not as far back as your ties to Dallas. We'll talk about that.
True.
And your new record coming out August 14th, Blackberry Lights. So,
yes.
Do you want to get right into a song right now?
Yeah, I guess. How many songs am I doing here, 20? Oh,
two.
All right. Well, I better pick wisely then, huh?
Yeah. I think so.
I'll start off, I'll kick things off this song. I was living out in California last summer in Los Angeles, and I was hanging out by the water a lot, mostly by my friend's swimming pool. But every now and then I'd venture over to the Santa Monica Pier, and I was... go in a relationship, and you know, anytime you're in a relationship, you have good days and bad days. And I was struggling a little bit this day, and I wrote this song by the Pacific Ocean. It's called Pacific Oceans, so it goes a little something like this.
Hang around a little longer, you might find I really care. Oh, I only went to the party 'cause I heard that you might be there. And that you might really care to. I bet I'm not the first boy to try not to think of you. But oh, when I see you, it sure is nice. It's something like an ocean, something like paradise. I wanna take the wheel, 'cause I never had nothing like it in my life. I got all these emotions filling up Pacific Oceans, yeah. Hang around a little longer, you might find you really care. Oh, I'm afraid you're gonna wake up and wish that I wasn't there. I wish it wasn't true. I bet I'm not the first boy to try not to think of you. But oh, when I see you, it sure is nice. It's something like an ocean, something like paradise. I wanna take the wheel, 'cause I never had nothing like it in my life. I got all these emotions filling up Pacific Oceans, yeah. I don't want no one to wake up and wish I wasn't there. I don't want no one to wake up. I need someone who cares. It's true. I try not to think of you. But oh, when I see you, it sure is nice. It's something like an ocean, something like paradise. I wanna take the wheel, 'cause I never knew that it doesn't have to be sad. I never knew that it doesn't have to be sad to be true. Hang around a little longer, you might find I really care. Hang around a little longer, you might find I really care, yeah. Hang around a little longer. Hang around a little longer. Hang around a little longer, you might find you really care. About all these emotions filling up Pacific Oceans, yeah.
Wow, that sounded great. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Charlie Morris live on 91.7 KXT. I want to go back a little bit before we talk about the new record, Blackberry Light.
Okay.
So, Like a Bird, Like a Plane, you recorded in Austin, and you have this, you spent a lot of time in Austin. You have a great connection with Austin, right?
I do, yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, you've got a big fan base there. And then, you know, last time I saw you in Austin, you were talking about, you know, some of the songs in this new record, Blackberry Light. You even wrote while you were down in Austin, right?
Yes, I wrote Nothing But the Rain there. I think that's the only one I wrote two songs in Austin. I wrote a song called How I Roll in the studio, and I wrote Nothing But the Rain. I was staying with Bob Schneider, and it was snowing in Austin, which, I mean, come on, what the heck? And I was staying in his son's room. His son's seven. He was not there. That would be weird. And I went to sleep and had a really vivid dream, and I was in all these different locales, sort of nondescript locales, and this song was in the dream. It was running throughout the dream, and I woke up, and I thought it was a song that already existed, and then it wasn't. It was just a song from my dream, and I wrote down the words, and I had the melody already. I was singing it when I woke up, and I know that sounds like it's not true, but it is for once, and yeah, it's on the record. And the Dixie Chicks, or the sisters, Marty and Emily McGuire, sang on it. It's really beautiful. I love it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then you almost made this new record, Blackberry Light, in California, right? But then decided to come back and recreate the magic in Austin again.
I did, yeah, and I'm glad that I did. It was the right choice. But, yeah.
Well, I think there's this gravitational pull to Texas because, you know, even though you're from Mississippi, you lived in Dallas for a few years. You went to SMU, right?
I did. I graduated from there. I was an English major at Southern Methodist University a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, welcome back to Dallas.
It's nice to be here. Yeah. I love Texas in general. I've realized how much I like low-lying trees and wide-open spaces.
Yeah, because it's not that different, I mean, here from Mississippi, right?
It really is.
Yeah, because
it's different.
Well, I mean,
Mississippi is nothing but pine trees. Pine trees and it's pretty hilly, whereas Texas, you get here, the trees are so low, and if you sit in someone's house at night, and the trees in the yard, they're so trippy because they're so low, and the wind and the breeze blows through. It's nice. We don't really get that.
Well, I always kind of pick up on what people talk about when they come to Austin. You were the first musician, and probably the only musician I've ever heard when you were in Austin talking about, oh yeah, I can't wait to get to Barton Springs pool and jump in. So, I mean, that's what I was thinking is a similarity, you know, like a little neighborhood swimming hole.
Oh yeah.
That's gotta be like Mississippi.
We don't have anywhere like that though. Barton Springs is killer. And plus in Mississippi, it's so hot. Everything's so hot. I've never been to isn't Barton Springs like fed from a spring or something?
Fed from a spring, yeah.
That's why they call it a spring.
Yeah. So Blackberry Light comes out on August 14th, and you did a little bit of a Kickstarter campaign for this, right, too, right?
I did, yeah. I saw a friend of mine, Nicole Atkins. She's from New Jersey. I saw her Kickstarter, and I thought, I have no money. I could do a Kickstarter campaign, and maybe then I would have some. And I was hesitant about it because I felt like I was going to do a Kickstarter campaign, and then that, like, four people were going to do it, and then I would feel foolish. Like I don't have any friends, but that didn't happen. I got enough money going to where I could start to make a record. It wasn't it didn't cover it all or anything, but it definitely got things off the ground. And without it, I would have had a hard time.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think you'd do Kickstarter again?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. I feel strange about Kickstarter because I don't like taking money from people to do stuff. It goes against my cowboy code. But at the same time, people seem to like it and they get to be a part of the process. And, you know, if I had a bunch of cash and I was really successful, I would probably not do a Kickstarter campaign again because I would feel guilty. But when I did it, yeah, and I'm hoping I don't do another one. So I guess is what I'm saying.
There you go. That's Charlie Morris here on 91.7 KXT. Blackberry Light comes out on August 14th. You ready for another song?
Yeah, yeah. This song is called Let the Meter Run, and it's the first single off of Blackberry Light. It's also the first album, and it was inspired by a small exchange I had with a girlfriend of mine from home.
but you don't want me to know. I know you need me, but you're afraid to show me. If you're in the darkness and it's full of doubt, I want you to know, I want you to know that you can make it through the heartache. You can make it till the stars come out. Whoa, whoa, oh, put your head on my chest and listen, listen, listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I don't know nothing, babe, no I don't. Maybe we can make up with that voice in your head. Take it out for a drink. Maybe we could tie it up to the bed. Oh, if you're in the darkness and it's full of doubt, I want you to know, I want you to know that you can make it through the heartache. You can make it till the stars come out. Whoa, whoa, oh, put your head on my chest and listen, listen. Listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I don't know nothing, babe. Oh, listen, listen, listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I'm just acting like I know. Always putting on a show for you, Dorley. We can buy two tickets, yeah, we can let the meter run. Or we can lie around waiting for a light to come. Put your head on my chest and listen. Don't listen to me, I don't know nothing, babe. Oh, listen, listen. Listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me. Don't beat yourself up, babe. Oh, listen, listen. Listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me. I'm just acting like I know. Always putting on a show for you, Dorley.
All right.
Thank you. That sounded great.
Thank you.
It's Charlie Morris on 91.7 KXT. Let the Meter Run. It's on the new record, Blackberry Light.
Yes.
Out August 14th. And then you're going to be out touring all the rest of the year. That's what you like to do. You tour a lot.
I tour a lot. Yeah. I'm coming to Dallas or Fort Worth in September.
Yeah.
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 It's like September 7th, 8th, or 9th, somewhere in there. I can't remember.
Perfect. Well, we'll get that posted
you'll
as soon as we get it confirmed. Yeah, yeah. We get that on
it.
Our website. We'll get the session up on the website in a couple of days too, and all that.
I'm going out with Steve Earle the whole month of September.
Oh, cool.
And that's exciting. I'm a big fan of his, and so that's going to be super cool.
Plus, he's just a great guy to talk to, and like you, he's read a lot of books. He's a smart guy.
He's smarter than me, a lot. He's read a lot more books. I'm really good at reading enough of a book where I can act like I read it. And also talk to someone for like 2 minutes about it. And then when they try to get into the details, I'm like, I read that a long time ago. I don't really remember what you're talking about.
So that's where you learned being an English major at SMU, yeah?
Yeah. You just have to be able to get through it.
Yeah. Well, Charlie Morris, thanks so much for stopping by. Well, thanks for making your first appearance on KXT.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks.